A BC-based nonprofit organization is screening a documentary film, chronicling their story and support for Indigenous youth at Squamish Public Library on April 24 at 6:30 p.m. Dirt Relations, which premiered at the Vancouver International Mountain Film Festival earlier this year, tells the story of the Indigenous Youth Mountain Bike Program, IYMBP, created in 2012 to inspire and foster support for reconciliation in the outdoor recreation community. The IYMBP, hosted by bike riders and recreational trail builders who work extensively with Indigenous people and First Nations, is collaborating with Indigenous Women Outdoors to host the public screening, before engaging in a panel discussion intended to relay the significance of their support for Indigenous youth to live healthy, active lives. Filmmaker and team led for Indigenous Women Outdoors, Sandy Ward, will be among those co-hosting the discussion and sharing her recent film on Lilwat youth riders that won the Dirt Diaries series at the Kronkworks Mountain Bike Festival last year. Patrick Lucas, founder and director of the IYMBP and former community planner, said the organization has been an effective earpiece for Indigenous people by fostering relations with Indigenous communities without perpetuating colonial systems. There's no checkbox for a path to reconciliation. We have created this film to help people figure out that path for themselves, he said. If you want to figure out what reconciliation means to you, then you need to look at your own life, how you came to be here, and how this has impacted your understanding of the First Nations, and what it means to be living on their lands. Lucas said that involving young Indigenous people in building their own recreational trails helps them reassert their rights and titles as stewards of their lands. Furthermore, building their confidence and keeping them away from negative influences. Many modern trails are built on what were once Indigenous trails, the latter of which have played a critical role in land claims. Through the building of new Indigenous trails, safe spaces and a source of pride can be reinstated for their communities. The new trails lead directly from reserves to Indigenous amenities, among them nature, schools, health centers, and administrative offices, without following a busy highway, and enabling Indigenous people to possibly feel less of a minority among other trail users, who are more often non-Indigenous. Through strategic planning, so as not to impact cultural and spiritual significance, or to raise potential environmental concerns, the IYMBP said that Indigenous trails may also be built as outlets for teaching users cultural languages, holding ceremonies, and executing local harvesting practices to raise awareness and respect for their traditions. It's a long process, but we want to build the country we know we want for our children, to fit cultural protocols and attract jobs for First Nations people, Lucas said. We often consult and advise outdoor sports clubs such as those in Squamish on how to build those bridges, usually via workshops, to make kids feel safe. Lucas said Squamish is one of the best examples of where mountain biking has fostered meaningful, authentic reconciliation for the Indigenous communities. The film Dirt Relations explores the IYMBP's progression towards reconciliation across BC, and the complexities of outdoor recreational colonialism, following Lucas's own journey of immigration, self-reflection, and understanding alongside the program directors and Lucas's best friends Thomas Schoen and Tom Oustache. The IYMBP works with 40 communities throughout BC, and now also in Ontario. Indigenous parties interested in recreation under the IYMBP should reach out to their local sports club. Registration for the event is required. Go to the Squamish Public Library website for more information. Ina Pace is the local journalism initiative reporter for the Squamish Chief. This reporting beat is made possible by the local journalism initiative. Please note, this story has been corrected to say that the event starts at 6:30 p.m., not 6 p.m. The Squamish chief apologizes for this error.